Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm delighted to spend this time with you, so thank you for tuning in. You know, in past programs, I've shared some verses from the Psalms to encourage us in these troubled times. And your response has prompted me to continue to bring hope as an antidote to the poisonous fear that's being experienced by so many. Well, the prophet Isaiah faced a time much as we do today. The Assyrians were attacking Jerusalem. There was internal political turmoil. There were no jobs. And people were afraid. Well, the prophet Isaiah spoke God's words of comfort, and they are also for us today. Wherever in the world this program finds you, as you face rumors of wars, COVID ramifications, economic collapse, and violence, the old prophet Isaiah speaks to us, and he begins the 40th chapter with the profound declaration of our Heavenly Father. He says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." Well, hearing those words and knowing that they come from God should bring comfort to our heart. And sometimes when I'm struggling with overwhelming issues, often things I can't do anything about, it helps me to remember just how big and awesome God is, and that if I ask him, he will help me. Well, later on in the same chapter in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, it reminds me how awesome God is. It says, "Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth? Or has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale?" Isn't that incredible to think about? That's our God. The God who later on in Isaiah reminds us that he loves each one of us beyond measure. So if you're feeling overwhelmed today, there's a wonderful song that says, "Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I'd never know that he could solve them." Now here's my friend Lily Knowles singing, "Through It All."
Whoa, I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to make me strong. I've been to lots of places and I've seen a lot of faces. Whoa, but there's still been times when I felt so alone. But in those lonely hours, all those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. Oh, and through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He's there. On his word. for the storms he's brought me through. 'Cause if I never had a problem, how would I know that he could solve them? I'd never know what faith in God could do. But I can tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He never failed me. Trust him, he's always there. He will be with me, he will be with you through it all.
Oh yes, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and you can too. Well, may I suggest, when your life seems to be falling apart, ask God to comfort you. Ask God to show you his power at work on your behalf. You may not escape adversity, but you can find God's comfort as you face it with him in your heart. So let's listen again some more of the prophet Isaiah, continuing in chapter 40, verse 26. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Oh, aren't those amazing scriptures? To think he's such a powerful God that he created the stars and knows them by their name. But then, God also says he will give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. And God says to you and me these thousands of years later that he loves us as individuals, that he died for us, that we might spend eternity with him, the God of the universe. Well, this next song asks God to be with us, and it says, take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone. Here is the group Legacy 5, and they're singing, Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to
Oh yes, if we have Jesus in our heart, we will never have to face our problems alone. And in the event you've tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, planned to give you hope and courage in these difficult days of our world. Well, on this program, I've been reading a few verses from the old prophet Isaiah, especially out of Isaiah 40 and 41. Just as Isaiah in chapter 40 said the Lord God told him to comfort people, for he was their God, so God, speaking through Isaiah, continues to encourage us in chapter 41. Listen, I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. And I say to you, don't be afraid, for I am here to help you. I am the Lord, your Redeemer. Yes, God is saying to us today, don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid, for he is our God. And then further in the chapter, we read where God says, when we're poor and needy, he'll never abandon us. What a blessing. Here it is, I'll read it. Isaiah 41:17. When the poor and needy search for water, and there is none, and their tongues are parched from thirst, then I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will never abandon them. I will open up rivers for them on the high plateaus. I will give them fountains of water in the valleys. I am doing this so all who see this miracle will understand what it means, that it is the Lord who has done this. Oh, what a wonderful assurance these verses are to us today. God is saying to us that when we're needy, he will never abandon us. No matter what our problems are, God will always be there with us. Well, there's a wonderful song when we can't see a solution to our problems. The song says, God will make a way. And now here is the praise and worship group.
God will make a way. Close to his side.
trust in God, He will make a way for us. You know, as I've been preparing this program, I've been swept up in the incredible majesty and power of the words of Isaiah as he's written down the things that God has spoken. Think about the God of the universe, Jesus, our Savior, who flung the stars in space and named each one. And yet he assures us over and over that he will care for us. He will be with us through our pain and disappointments, as well as our joy. What an awesome God he is. And now let's listen to some more from Isaiah 43. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. And then further in the chapter, Isaiah talks about how God opened the sea and they crossed over on dry land. And then God says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway for you through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. And then later it says, God is with you, and He is the only God. There is no other. Oh, yes, thousands of years ago when God spoke through Isaiah, God established His plan that you and I, no matter who we are or where we are, can come to Him and acknowledge that He is our God, our Savior, that He will be with us. Isn't that wonderful? So if you're feeling bereft today, this next song says, shackled by a heavy burden. Well, if that's you, let God touch your heart and bless you as you listen to Fern Jackson sing, He Touched Me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. For He touched me. Joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Now since I'm at this Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. My soul. something
happened,
and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Something
happened.
Touched me and made me whole.
Oh, I pray that song touched your heart and encouraged you. You know, I've only just begun to share with you some of the scriptures from Isaiah that I love, but I've saved my very favorite verse for last. And it may even be your favorite too. Here it is, Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, you know, for years I had a hard time understanding that verse. I certainly did not associate waiting as an attribute of eagles. No, I've seen so many eagles in Montana as they circle high overhead, catching the swirling wind currents from the mountains and then diving down for their food. No, they definitely weren't waiting. So I went to my trusty concordance to find out what the Hebrew word wait means in Hebrew. The word is kawa, and it means to twist together around something like a rope for strength. I thought about it and realized that to be like an eagle, I need to wrap my fragile spider web strength around Jesus, who is like a strong steel cable. You know, even the strongest people get tired at times, but God's power and strength will never diminish. As we put our trust in Him, we can indeed wrap our spider web strength around the steel cable of Jesus. You know, when you feel all of life crushing you and you cannot go another step, remember that you can call upon God to renew your strength. God will fulfill the promises that He gives us all throughout the Bible, that He will be with us. He will strengthen us. Oh, how I want to soar on high on wings like eagles. Let me read that scripture one more time as we close, and may it bless and encourage you wherever you are in the world. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, now I must close, and I hope you'll email me if you'd like a CD of this program with all these scriptures from Isaiah. Email or write to me. The announcer will give you the information. And remember, God loves and cares for you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.